Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bye-bye. Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. Tickets for the Aer Lingus College Football Classic in Dublin, Ireland are on sale now. Head to nusports.com for details. And Transition is being brought to you by Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. Taking you up to Bulls basketball is Parkins and Spiegel. What's up, boys?
What's up, Lawrence? Was wondering where you were with a couch in the studio. I was like, did Lawrence change the home setup? No, he's in Arizona. Good for you, man. Good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's been wonderful, man. Like it's been 70 and sunny during the day and 45 and clear at night. It's just been awesome. I hate to leave it. But, yeah, it's been fun to do shows here at Odyssey Phoenix. And I was like, I told him, I said, I just need a closet. Like, just put me in a closet. I really don't care. Like, the Comrex is here. We're ready to go. Herbie's got the show prepared, all that good stuff. And they put me in, like, a nice studio. Like, this is their mixing studio. So, like, the DJs that used to come in here, see the turntables? Like, the DJs that used to come in here, like, they come in and do their sets. They record their sets, and it's been great. But I will tell you, and Speaks, you could probably speak to this, folks down here are freaking out about spring training.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Manfred's going to talk tomorrow. What do we think he's going to say? What do you think Rob Manfred's going to say tomorrow? Spring training's not going to happen. We really want to have talks going, but they're not. Like, it's an opportunity for him to posture and be a blowhard and throw all that crap out there, right?
You think that what he'll do is he'll try to turn everyone's ire towards the players? Like, that'll be his stance of, we want you to have baseball, but mm-hmm. the players, they're the ones.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to try and control the message and refute the growing sentiment that the owners are perfectly willing to wait a good long while.
Guys, what's the big deal? It's just a piece of metal. Cork and rubber and yarn. What are you getting all worked up about a baseball for? It's just a baseball. It's just yarn and string and cork. Oh, you mean the game itself.
You want that cork. Here it is.
Cork.
Cork.
Cork. Well, Joe Buck told Speaks yesterday to relax and not to worry, Lawrence.
Come on, Matt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said, come on, Matt. Get out. Live a little. Expand your horizons. Don't worry about it. It's Super Bowl week. Cherish the grand game of football. He didn't say all that last
No,
part.
He didn't. It was a lot of you in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of me in there.
But he said there's too much at stake for them not to work out, and there will be baseball at some point. I agree, but I think the owners will be all – I fear that they'll be all too happy to just lose a month of the regular season. Like, people thinking – that this is a moment that makes them fearful for their wallets. Ooh, might miss the beginning of spring training. No. You know, no spring training games at all. They'd be a little bummed, but I think they're ready to deal with that. Miss a month of the regular season. I fear that they're okay with that, which means that they're not going to bend anytime real soon.
I mean, I was saying last night, like, I know that you guys had the bet. Was the bet February 15th? Is that when, or was it February 1st?
No, February 15th, it really wasn't a bet. It was a...
When to worry.
That was like when Because I said I'm not going to worry about baseball until March 1st, and Spieg says he wasn't going to worry about it until February 1st, and then he obviously broke his pledge.
Right.
And crumbled.
Yeah, he... And I'm probably lying. I'm not going to worry about it till April. But I said March. And so we said, well, okay, well, let's make it a policy on the show that we'll sound the alarm. We'll split the difference. We'll sound the alarm Feb 15.
Oh, okay. So we need an alarm. We have to prepare. Tanny, get that alarm ready.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got all sorts of options for alarms. And I look at it this way. I go, okay, February 1st, if there wasn't any, they weren't close to a deal. Then you go, oh, the beginning of spring training is in jeopardy. Then you get 2 weeks in, you get to February 15th, and they're not close to a deal. Then I think opening day is in jeopardy because you would want guys to have 4 or 5 weeks, the pitchers especially. The position players, maybe not as much, but the pitchers need 5 to 6 weeks to get ready. And then if you get to March 1st, Now we're having a different discussion.
You know,
the discussion is how long will both sides be willing to sit out? And I heard this conspiracy, and let me run it past Abner Triple Day over there.
Mm.
Is this the owners trying to backdoor their way to more playoff teams?
Well, that is a big thing that they want.
Didn't the last player's proposal have an additional playoff team for each league?
They're going to end up conceding that. They'll give the owners what they want in that way, and that is, and I hope the players realize what a big chip that is for the owners, because that's where the money is, obviously. So, yeah, they're definitely going to try and get that. And, you know, here's the thing. This feels reminiscent of conversation we had during COVID, like, well, when's baseball going to do it? Well, they got to come to a deal and they got to do this and that. And they didn't come to a deal that fast. We ended up having 60 games and it was frustrating and all of that. But this moment is all of that. Plus 19, like 3 of the top 10 free agents are not signed. 9 of the top 20 of the top 50 free agents. I was looking at this today. 23 of them are still available. Like, there's a lot of business that has to go on. There might be a flurry of trades on day one of all these teams talking. Like, the A's might unload 3 or 4 people. Kimbrel from the White Sox. The Mets have 3 or 4 guys they're looking to trade. Like, there's a whole bunch of business that needs to happen before we even get to the idea of teams showing up and stuff.
Well, and that will be spun as a positive. Like, that will be exciting, and they would be smart, actually, to like, whenever this lockout ends and they reach a new deal.
To count down it.
To just the same day, right? Lockout ends, people are excited.
Free agency.
And then 10 trades happen. Because then maybe, like, the media starts talking about the moves and the teams and the games and talks less about it. Like, and I always thought it'd be better for baseball if they could create some sort of NBA urgency.
Absolutely.
to its offseason as opposed to what it was. The worst that it was the Bryce Harper, Manny Machado year, right? What was that now? 3 off seasons ago,
right? Where those guys didn't sign
for over 100 days each. It was like, that's not a hot stove. Uh-huh. That it was just like tepid the entire time. But so that, I think that would be good for baseball, and if they could come up with some way to incentivize like a flurry of action, like an NBA offseason or a trade deadline, that would be fantastic. But I tend to side with Joe Buck. Like, there will be games. There's too much at stake. But if it's going to ruin it for you, that if this year instead of 162, there's 148. Like, that.
That's not going to ruin it for me. I was willing to accept 60, you know?
Well, so that's
what I'm
saying.
But that's me. There's a lot of people, other people, that are going to be like, ah, screw you. You lost me.
Do you really believe that?
Yeah, I think it's been happening in a slow trickle for decades with that game.
But I think that was going to, like, will it be accelerated if they chop off 10% of their season because of labor negotiations? Maybe.
I think there will be some people that lose the rhythms that go with the companion sport, like, oh, every day I do my fantasy baseball or whatever. If they have a couple months of getting used to not having that in their lives, they might be just fine to go without it this year, and then you progressively lose people.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff is anecdotal, but they're certainly not doing themselves any favors.
No, other than the owners will likely win. because they always do. And so they will probably come up with some way to say, okay, even if we lose 5% of our fan base because they're mad about labor issues, we gained more than that in...
And what we got from the players.
And what we got from the players.
We were
revenue sharing.
We were able to take away stuff and get 16 playoff teams instead of 12 playoff teams because we did this, so it ends up being a net positive for them to do it. It's just
we can always get the 5% of the fans back, but this is our opportunity to get A, B, and C thing in labor negotiation. So we are willing for the short-term PR hit for the long-term financial benefit of the owners.
That's it. That's the short-sightedness.
So don't care.
That has led to this sport being in decay the way it is for decades in terms of public appeal and in terms of watchability.
I just am pretty sure that 3 months from now we're going to be talking about the White Sox being good and the Cubs being bad and playing baseball games every day and the weather will be nice and this will be an afterthought. You know,
there's such a laughingstock right now for all different ownership groups, for different fans. It sucks how often baseball is the easy target for derision.
Yeah, I would feel better about all of it if I felt like, and I know that we've discussed this before, so I don't mean to keep going over this, but if I felt like there was a level of urgency to get something done. I get that everyone has their stance, and I'm okay with everyone having their stance about what it is that they want, but that doesn't mean that these prolonged breaks between having conversations with the other side, it doesn't feel like you care that other people care about your game.
Yeah.
I just wish that there was more of a jump to get to the point where you could start making the plans on when the delayed season or spring season is going to begin.
Well, and that's, you know, it's Feb 9. So our mutually agreed upon date is 6 days away.
6 days, looking forward to the alarm.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Wait, halfway through the show? I mean, I don't know, you know, something like that.
Sure. Yeah. Is February 15th a weekday? I don't even know.
It's a good question.
Yeah, it is,
yeah, it's
right?
A Tuesday.
It? Yeah.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like you guys are probably be already done with all the Super Bowl stuff. Maybe you're doing like day two, like Super Bowl halftime show conversation. I feel like it should kick off the show with a siren.
Oh, so, yeah. Could
I like
be.
It.
Yeah, I like it. It sounds good. What's Herbie going to do on Friday, man? It's Herbie's last day. Like,
leave early.
Oh, yeah.
he's gonna pot up everything, hit all the buttons, and walk out.
And walk out the door, right? He should literally unhook the mic and then drop it, you know? Disconnect it, and then drop it right on the damn board. But seriously, man, if you could play absolutely anything in the score files that you've been dying to play, I know what I would play.
Yeah?
What would you play?
I would play breaking Alex Cora news from Mark Grody.
Of course. Yeah. It's... I think it's the tape that Grody submitted to get overnights. Honestly.
See?
Yeah.
And it worked out for him.
I dealt with this scenario.
Yeah.
I can handle anything. Yeah.
It is the Mona Lisa of radio mishaps.
So, all right. Back to the baseball thing. As Alex Cora has... Do you say he was fired or he was... Because I haven't seen it cross here. Has he been fired or was he suspended? All right, we'll try to figure that out here momentarily here. But it probably has been suspended. It was the same thing that Rob Manfred.
Yeah, Mark. Jeff Passan, just 47 seconds ago, Alex Cora out as Boston Red Sox manager following the fallout of the sign-stealing scandals that have enveloped baseball.
Out. So he uses the terminology.
Enveloped.
That's what I said.
Okay. So wait, so he's out as manager?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part, Lawrence?
Enveloped.
Enveloped, it's a good one.
The mistake the correction?
Yeah, enveloped is good.
The Chris Dickens correction from 2 feet to the right.
yeah.
From where Julio's standing.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh.
We like the placeholder of...
one... two, yeah. Three.
We like the crashing sounds.
I do like the crashing sounds.
There's so much to
momentarily.
Like. Momentarily, underrated.
One day after the Super Bowl when there's no baseball to look forward to, we will try to recreate that sound and see if it can be done. Yeah. I don't think it can be.
Yeah. Mm. I'm willing to dedicate, 30 minutes of the show to try? Maybe an hour? It'd be no problem.
Well, believe it or not, after that, after we started making fun of that noise, I took WD-40 to all these mic arms.
Oh.
So it's going to take a couple more years for them to stiffen up a little bit.
We'll wait it out. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Sometimes, Danny knows this from the power chair. Occasionally, that microphone just drops.
Well, Lawrence, that's because Danny spends 4 hours a day resting his arm on it.
Radio has a power chair.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah, it's a plastic mic arm, and I don't know if you can see in the Zoom, but he leans his arm on it like that all day.
I do sometimes do this.
That is some cool guy summer driving mechanics
there.
Radio has a power chair.
Yeah, you are cruising.
Behind a mic is the only place that I can feel cool, so I've tried to perfect my look for it.
You are cruising chicks. I
completely understand that.
Cruising chicks downtown in the small town on a Friday evening.
Yeah, I do catch myself doing this, and then Shane gives me the death stare, and I'm like, does he not like the content? And I remember I'm breaking the equipment and I don't know how to fix it, and then he has to fix it and I just give him more work. So yeah,
we would all take turns fixing it, and then they take the screwdrivers away, and I'm like, don't do that. I might need this.
It's true.
Those are weapons, you gotta keep those away.
Yeah, definitely have to keep them away from Bernstein. Yeah. Yes, I get it. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
All right, well, so let's get on the record here.
Okay.
Tomorrow, start of the show for us. The three of us will be talking as the NBA trade deadline passes, correct? It's 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 o'clock?
Yes.
So, will Arturis Karnišević and Mark Eversley, will they make a move? Yes or no?
I'm a yes.
You're a yes. So we're all yeses. Will they make a move that elicits a Bernstein and Rahimi? Whoa! He's a stud. I say no.
Okay. No, I don't think anything of that magnitude. But it's interesting that you're a yes. I think
that they are going to make a move that does not include Patrick Williams, that does not include Kobe White.
That's the big one.
And is... someone will be added to the team that is taller than 6'8". 6'8 or taller, and it might just be in the form of a roster spot. Right? It might be Derek Jones.
The Wonder Twin Powers.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just geeked out. I'm sorry, Danny.
No, you're good.
Shape of.
Derek Jones.
See, there's a man who remembered watching that Saturday mornings.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice... Sorry, go ahead.
Are you through?
Sorry. Middle children had a moment. It's totally fine.
No, I think they add size, even if tomorrow it is, Derek Jones Jr.'s contract was gone and now there's a roster spot and it's a buyout option. You know what I mean? And it's a very minor move, and they just create a roster space
this
tomorrow.
This year's Daniel Theis.
Yeah.
Right?
So
could you get Daniel Gafford back considering that the Wizards season is over?
Right, you can't.
I think they like him. I think he's actually their big of the future. You know, I think they very much like him as their rim running, rim protecting.
And this is what we just got into with Thaddeus. Right, you can't be back on the same team within a year unless you play for two teams.
Unless you are traded, so Thaddeus Young would have to be dealt somewhere else and then bought out.
Yeah,
for the Bulls to be allowed to get him. Now that's entirely possible.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah.
So, all right, so we all think something is done. Speaks, do you think Kobe White is dealt?
I still do, yeah.
You think Kobe White is dealt?
I could be wrong. Kobe White talked about it directly. Did you see that with Casey Johnson?
Yeah, he said he thinks he'll be here.
He said, I think I'll be here. I mean, that's an intense place to be. Have to be asked about that and address that and still show up every night when you're a youngin'. What is he, 22, Kobe White?
I find myself thinking that they're going to get point guard help.
Really?
The Dennis Schroeder rumors.
Although that, where they won, they're on a good run right now, right? So maybe not.
I feel like that when Lonzo comes back and with how well Io's played, it's definitely a problem now. I don't know.
I think it's a physical big, and I And it still might be with Coby White. If not, it'll be a buyout big.
If they took a big swing, it'd be really exciting, even if you'd be scared of Patrick Williams turning into a star. But, like, if they got, you know, Harrison Barnes, like, if they got a two-way player who's also a really good three-point shooter who's played in big games, that would be a move to suggest that they think that they can win the East this year. And it would be very, very exciting. It'd be hard to hate a very aggressive move like that, given how good the team has been.
Yeah, and if they middle it, like you're talking about, if they do make an aggressive move, but it's not giving up a big asset, then you're satisfying, you're pleasing the room, showing the room that you care, and you're trying, but you're also showing confidence in the big pieces of the room in that way.
Do you guys think that the Nets 76ers deal that's been rumored happens? Or is that an off-season move?
Ask Danny's best friend. That guy's plugged.
He is very plugged in on that story. My assumption is yes, because Harden has seemingly – he's done everything. Like, Ben Simmons has quit on the Sixers, yeah, and Harden has done everything short of saying I quit. But he's, like, basically quit.
Again.
Right.
Yeah.
So
he looks at the schedule and is like, all right, what are we, 43 games in? All right. Yeah. Hamstrings starting to act up.
Yeah.
Can't test those.
So it just.
They're legit in eighth place now.
Yeah. But we know that the seed doesn't matter for them as long as they're in.
I mean, it might matter in a one game. Like, it probably doesn't matter if they're six or above. But
yeah.
If we're the randomness of one game, and maybe that's the game where James Harden's hamstrings actually do hurt, and maybe you're on the road playing that game and Kyrie can't play in that game and it's KD versus the world, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if
KD.
You want to be messing around with any sort of roll of the dice type scenario. You want to be in a full series if you're them.
I agree with you completely. I will be very, very surprised if they end up outside of the top six. But it feels like if it could just be as simple as Ben Simmons for James Harden, they would do it. But the Nets want, you know, they want Curry and they want
Tobias.
They want everything. Because Harden is a much more proven playoff difference maker than Ben Simmons is. But I feel like it makes both teams a lot better.
Assuming Simmons comes back and plays.
Oh, yeah, they're not making the trade if Simmons doesn't play. Like, so, yeah.
They're not giving up a year of contention.
Yeah, so Simmons makes the Nets better because he would have something to prove and is an all-world defensive player. And that takes a lot of the strain off of KD. And it makes the Sixers better because Embiid has a running mate. Like, he's got a legitimate 1A, so you can't throw everything at him.
So ESPN, in their five trades that could shake up the deadline with their insiders making it work on the trade machine and stuff, they have Simmons, Seth Curry, and a first round pick for Harden. That deal, nice and clean, right there.
Yeah.
And if you're Daryl Morey and you're going to sign James Harden this offseason anyway, you're essentially giving up Simmons, Curry, and a pick for this playoff run.
Right.
And Simmons.
But you also need, in order to just sign Harden, though,
you have to make space.
You'd probably have to lose Tobias Harris.
Okay. So if you do this, and because then Harden is yours, you can re-sign easier?
Correct.
Okay, so that's a big deal.
So that's a huge component of it. And the Embiid, like, Joel Embiid has had injury problems in the past. Like,
he has.
You know, so there is no guarantee with a guy of his size that he's going to have five more years of MVP caliber basketball, like, which is why they have to make a move. You cannot wait. Joel Embiid, he was amazing in MVP caliber last year, and he's amazing in MVP caliber this year. How many times are you going to let that level of player go through the playoffs without a true running mate, right? Because Simmons was there last year, but he wasn't himself. He wasn't an all-NBA player. And then if you did it again this year and you sent him into battle with Tobias Harris and Seth Curry, like, it would just, you just feel like you're wasting this Hall of Fame talent and one of the toughest guards in the entire league. Not guard players, but, like, guys to guard in Joel Embiid. But today we got Icky Woods on the show. We got Solomon Wilcots. on the show. We've got a lot of NFL things to do. We're going to play everyone's favorite game. We're going to try to inject more baseball positivity. We got a lot to do today, Lawrence.
Boys, have a great show. I will literally see you tomorrow.
Thanks, sir.
All right, man. Safe travels on the way back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.